Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Events Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services for more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks. Sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Overlook Farms.
Hello, sir. Do you have a minute to chat about the beef jerky of the month?
A minute? I've got hours.
What?
Because Ingenia herbicide from BASF has the lowest use rate, I covered more soybean acres more efficiently.
If now's not a good time...
Thanks to Ingenia herbicide, I've got plenty of time. What flavors you got?
Oh, we've got barbecue, jalapeno...
Ingenia herbicide is a U.S. EPA restricted use pesticide. Every application of Ingenia herbicide requires the use of a pH buffering adjuvant. Additional state restrictions may apply. Always read and follow label directions.
Latest crop progress numbers are out from USDA. Kansas, 19% of their crop now rated in good to excellent shape versus 23% a week ago. 55% of their crop now poor to very poor versus 44% a week ago. Oklahoma going in the opposite direction, actually improving some. Oklahoma good to excellent 34% now versus 29% a week ago. Poor to very poor drops to 32% poor to very poor versus 43% a week ago. Texas, 18% of their crop now rated good to excellent versus 25% a week ago. Poor to very poor, 47% poor to very poor now versus 44% poor to very poor 1 week ago. Little change as far as pasture range ratings are concerned. In Oklahoma, 14% good to excellent this week versus 13% a week ago. 58% poor to very poor versus 60% poor to very poor last week. Texas, meanwhile, slipping a little bit on their pasture range ratings. 10% good to excellent this week versus 12% last week. 68% poor to very poor in Texas on the pasture range ratings this week versus 61% poor to very poor a week ago. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack testifying before the House Agriculture Committee today. A couple of other congressional appearances for the secretary later this week as well. Meanwhile, USDA busy with several reports this week. We've got on Thursday the quarterly hog and pigs report that'll be out. Then Friday, quarterly grain stocks report as well as the spring prospective plantings report. That'll give us some idea about what farmers are thinking about the choice between corn and soybeans, cotton in the South, grain sorghum in our part of the world, as well as one of the options. Finally, let's keep that USDA link on all of our stories today intact. Economic Research Service is where we go next as we look at auto steering guidance system adoption on U.S. farms increasing sharply in the last 20 years, so says ERS. Farmers indicating they use the technology on more than 50% of acreage to plant corn, soybeans, winter wheat, and cotton as of 2019. That's the most recent year we've got comprehensive data. Adoption rates, 58.4% of acres planted to corn in 2016, 56% of winter wheat acres in 2017, 54.5% of soybean acres in 2018, and 64.5% of cotton acres in 2019. Now, researchers with the Economic Research Service examine producer responses from various agricultural resource management surveys to better understand how auto steering guidance systems have actually evolved, the use of it. Using GPS, these technologies visualize and track the position of tractors, harvesters, and sprayers in the field in real time. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 31st, 1 p.m. in Stillwater. 160 bulls to sell, including Angus, Sim-Angus, Maine Angus bulls. For more information, call John Griswold, 405-372-3300, or go to griswoldcattle.com to see the catalog and videos of the bulls being sold. Attend the sale in person or watch and bid on CCI.live. The Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid Bull Sale, Friday, March 31st, Stillwater. More agriculture news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.